Last week, one of my favorite birding places made the news. Anzalduas Park, a friendly little gem right along the Rio Grande River, was used for a press conference to highlight what some call the crisis of illegal immigration. I spent my birthday morning there in 2013 when I was doing my big year. By then, the number of undocumented immigrants coming over our southern border was already much lower than it had been at the peak during the Clinton administration. In recent years, that number includes more refugee families from Central America than other undocumented people, and refugees almost always immediately report to authorities because they're seeking asylum. As a woman traveling and birding alone, I stay alert to danger, but despite all the time I spent birding along the border that year, often all by myself and, of course, unarmed, I never thought about people crossing the border. The signs at the park did warn of some potential problems. Above the 10-mile-per-hour speed limit sign was a warning, "Slow, children at play," and also a sign saying, "Watch for snakes." At the park that morning in 2013, I photographed great egret, zone-tailed hawk, black and turkey vultures, Inca dove, ringed kingfisher, golden-fronted woodpecker, crested caracara, great kiskadee, tropical kingbird, vermilion flycatcher, loggerhead shrike, northern mockingbird, great-tailed grackle, and Altamira oriole. The only one who gave me a rather disrespectful eye that whole morning was a male fox squirrel feeling rather macho. It was at Anzalduas Park that I saw the one and only hook-billed kite I was to see during my entire big year. Indeed, to this day it remains the only one I've ever seen in the United States. Unfortunately, I didn't get a photo of it. The very moment I saw it flying over the river and started running for a better vantage point, I had an encounter with a real danger not mentioned on those signs, something that constitutes a bigger crisis to birds and at least a few humans than illegal border crossings. I tripped on a big wad of monofilament tangled in the weeds on the ground. I scraped both knees and hurt my wrists, but managed to hang on to my camera. Hook-billed kites are a lot harder to come by than monofilament. Over my years of birding, I've found dead birds dangling from it, live birds entangled that I've managed to rescue, and entangled birds who weren't catchable. I've tripped on it before, too, though never so badly as at Anzalduas that morning. I, of course, spent several minutes pulling out that wad to properly dispose of when I got home. I wonder if, when the Secret Service scoured the area before the press conference, they were alert to that clear and present danger. In good fishing areas, I've seen plenty of monofilament line receptacles set out by DNRs, nonprofits, Boy Scouts, and individual volunteers. Sometimes a line gets caught on an overhead wire or branch and becomes genuinely irretrievable, but most of the line I see is wadded up on the ground, tossed aside like litter. When a receptacle isn't available, unwanted monofilament should be wadded up and cut into pieces before disposal. Monofilament is not recyclable with other plastics. Anzalduas is a popular park for picnicking, so I parked myself at a picnic table to eat. It looked to me as if some people on the other side had the same idea. We waved back and forth, as neighbors often do. Like so many other lovely places along the Rio Grande River, Anzalduas Park will almost certainly be destroyed by any border wall. The park lines the river, and the wall will have to be far enough inland to prevent flood damage. Based on my personal experience, Anzalduas County Park needs a monofilament line disposal bin way, way more than it needs a border wall. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.